Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DBM 360.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. Well, this is a very special edition. We want to give a huge shout out to our friends at Veg for sponsoring this episode because we got none other than David Bessler and Ken Yagi in the studio here. We're going to chat about veterinary nursing as a profession. How are you, my friends?
Great.
Doing great.
Yeah, good to see you physically in person. So our listeners, they're actually here. How cool is this? So if you have been living under a rock and don't know who they are, Dr. David Bessler, as a career emergency veterinary medicine since 2003, has a passion for helping people and their pets when they need it most. His intense focus on families made him realize emergency care was broken and wasn't working for anyone. Dr. Bessler took a holistic view of the ER experience from start to finish and from every angle to make it better. Pets would be treated like people and pet parents like human beings. And in 2014, armed with a vision and a dedicated team of like-minded people, the first veggies, that's right, veggies, he purchased his first veg hospital. They worked to reinvent the emergency experience, and it was in this first hospital that veg became, quote, not normal in a good way. This new experience was fully transparent with an open floor plan. They created a comfortable setting for pets, even if that meant getting on the floor with them and keeping people and their pets together throughout their treatment. Dr. Bessler also defined a positive company culture to make sure Veg would deliver on this revolutionary shift. It's exactly what pet parents and emergency vet professionals wanted, as Veg has the highest NPS in the vet industry. And also our wonderful friend Ken Yagi. During his 20-plus years in this field, Ken has dedicated his career to reimagining veterinary nursing. He obtained his VTS certification in emergency and critical care, as well as small animal internal medicine, and achieved his master's degree in veterinary science. He is currently the chief veterinary nursing officer for Veterinary Emergency Group and the program director for the Recover Initiative. Over the years, he has received the Veterinary Technician of the Year Award by NAFTA, the Veterinary Technician of the Year Award by the California Veterinary Medical Association, RVT of the Year Award by California RVT Association, and the AVECCTN Specialty Technician of the Year Award. And Ken co-created the Veterinary Technician and Nurses Daily Reference Guide for Canine and Feline and the Manual of Veterinary Transfusion Medicine and Blood Banking, as well as publishing articles and presents internationally on topics in emergency critical care, transfusion medicine, and the veterinary nursing profession. Ken works to bring further recognition of the vital role of the veterinary technicians and nurses through work with organizations, being a past president of National Association of Veterinary Technicians in America, NAFTA, and the president of Veterinary Emergency and Critical Care Society. He is also an advocate for the open hospital concept, encouraging veterinary practices to invite the pet owners to the back as part of the team. And Ken always likes to everyone ask that question why, to understand the what and the how of our field and to continuously pursue new limits as veterinary professionals and individuals. I love that. So important. All right, my friend. So let's get into it. So tell us a little bit about Veg and what is different about the company, David.
I think the first thing is to realize that there's nobody else that is focused exclusively on veterinary emergency medicine in the United States and really in the world. And that focus has allowed us to reimagine the veterinary emergency experience from the ground up. We rethought everything. The first thing that we rethought is in most places people separate people from their pets. You come in, your dog gets taken to the back, and then you don't really have a lot of input about what happens back there or really knowledge about what happens back there. And so we rethought that and we said, hey, why separate people from their pets? Let's keep them together so that they can see everything that's going on. There's full transparency. It makes for a much better experience. And then we've rethought a million things since then. So what makes Veg different is being the only company focused exclusively on veterinary emergency. We've made the emergency experience much, much better, maybe the best that it can be.
Nice. Ken, what are your thoughts on it?
I think that emergency only definitely drew me to Veg because I grew up in a 24/7 emergency practice, and that's what Veg is doing and perfecting. The open hospital was another thing that I really believed in, that I had experienced, that transparency, being able to do things in front of the pet owners really makes them understand that there's more than veterinarians in the practice, that there's actually veterinary nurses as well. And then the last thing is the focus on nursing, that there wouldn't be a chief veterinary nursing officer on the team if they weren't serious about making nursing a profession.
Yeah, I love that. I love the fact that you're kind of removing the back, as it's like the upside down from Stranger Things.
Yeah,
sometimes
right.
It's perceived as that, you know, so you invite them as part of the treatment process together. So I think it's wonderful. And, you know, Ken, I know VEG refers to vet techs as nurses, like you just previously stated. So why did VEG take a stand to call them that?
Yeah, I think there's probably a lot of thoughts that surround this, but I feel like somebody had to. Well, to be fair, there's a lot of other practices that call their veterinary technicians veterinary nurses also. But with that said, we're probably a lot more visible out there as somebody who supports that concept that we want to turn nursing into a profession in veterinary medicine. The conversation actually started when we were thinking about how do we distinguish credentialed veterinary technicians and elevate them in the roles that they should play. And within that conversation came up the concept of calling them veterinary nurses in our practices. And as we were talking about it as a leadership team, I was the one that actually said, wait, hold on. There's a lot of information surrounding this that I think everyone knows that 2017, NAVTA started the Veterinary Nurse Initiative, which is about standardizing the credential, elevating our profession, and changing our title to veterinary nurse. But there's differing opinions out there regarding that. So I gave them all the rundown of the history of all this, how NAVTA went about looking at the reasons why this might be important. How are we going to make it happen? Even nurse title protection to see if that's truly going to prevent us from doing this. Legal counsels that's been asked for in the past. And then we did our own legal counsel and came together and made a decision to move forward with it, because what we wanted to do was, in order to distinguish credentialed veterinary technicians as a professional, we wanted to elevate them in being veterinary nurses, not so much pushing veterinary assistants down to give veterinary technicians a higher status. And so we really move towards elevation. I would also say that the veterinary nurse is a much more easily understandable term and concept for the people that bring the patients into the hospitals. And with an open hospital concept, we want people to understand who's doing what to their pets very quickly. And that was part of the intent as well.
Yeah, David, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I think we're a customer-first business. I think that our veggies derive tremendous fulfillment in what they do from helping people and their pets when they need it most. That's our mission. And I think our customers understand what nurses do. When they're having an emergency, they understand that their care of their pet is going to come from a partnership of a doctor and a nurse. And I think if you talk to people on the streets and you say, what does a veterinary technician do? I don't think that they'll really understand that. I want everybody that walks into our hospital with their pet to understand that a partner to their doctor is going to be a veterinary nurse who's going to tend to their patient's physical comfort, make sure that all their treatments are done, make sure that they're monitored well, they have a level of expertise, and that they're being cared for by a team of professionals. And I think they understand what that is in a veterinary nurse. I don't think they understand what that is with a technician.
And let me just add that we also want to think about, what does the profession actually want? Surveys after surveys are showing that 80 to 90% of the people want to be called veterinary nurses. We do know that there's legislative and regulation-related challenges that we might want to be looking at as we move forward. But if there's a decision by the profession that there's a certain direction that we want to head in, we should really be looking at, how do we make that happen? And as VEG, I think we're okay with putting these kinds of things out there to do things right. What should we be called? If we think that's veterinary nurse, then let's get that dialogue out there and let's start making it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to have that dialogue and conversation. And, you know, I want to talk about sustainability in veterinary nurses, because, oh my gosh, it's hard. You know, either they have multiple jobs or trying to balance so many things out. And why do you think a career in nursing can be sustainable when so many struggle having multiple jobs at the same time?
Why do we think it's possible? Because I think it is that we actually have living examples of them in our hospitals today. One of the first things that we did as I came on board as chief veterinary nursing officer was to change our pay scale. And I remember a conversation with one of the veterinary nurses that are at White Plains. And she was hearing a little bit of rumor about the pay scale changing. And she was asking what that meant for her. I explained what the pay scale was going to look like and how that would impact her pay. And then she stopped for a moment, became really quiet. I saw a little bit of, like, you know, tears actually, like, you know, welling in her eyes even. And she said, "You mean I can focus on this as a career now?" And that was the moment for me where I saw in the hospitals, as I was interacting with people, that the changes that we're making is really going to make a difference. Because she was a VTS and ECC. She was a Recover Certified Instructor. She's at the top of her game, and she actually had a second job as a real estate agent to make ends meet. And so there's a lot of people who do have multiple jobs to make things work out there, and we're really changing that by doing something simple as changing the pay scale.
Yeah, I like that.
And I can answer for veggies in general. I think emergency workers, that's the one thing that we have in common. Everybody that's working in our hospitals, they're there. They're veterinary emergency professionals, from the receptionists, the assistants, our nurses, our doctors. I think that in order to have a sustainable career, you have to find meaning in it. It has to have impact. You have to be doing something every day that you think is making the world a better place, because you only live once. Mm-hmm. And work is part of your life. And you have to make sure that you're doing something every day that's meaningful, so that you can come to the end of your career, the end of your life, and say, I did something great with my life. And I think that's the secret to sustainability. If you find yourself all day, every day doing things because somebody told you to do it, or you're doing it only to make money, doing it to make ends meet, et cetera, I think that's the part that's not sustainable. I say, people talk to me about work-life balance. I tell them, like, work-life balance is BS. You need to learn to love your work. Mm-hmm. It's part of life.
Yeah.
So once we take away the issue of pay and you're able to focus on that one career that you want to be in, the next things for veterinary nurses is going to be, are you able to grow in your job? Are you going to be utilized appropriately? Do you have the respect of the team, and are your opinions heard? And so it all turns into, can I have an actual career where I continue growing throughout my lifetime? And do I have a voice? And we're trying to provide all of that.
I love that. And, you know, you want the nurses to have teamwork, buy-in, whatnot. I know that Veg is constantly challenging the status quo, why the current definition of what doctors and nurses do is not, like, quote, what doctors and nurses have always done. So talk to me a little bit more about what that means to you guys.
The number one thing is I was kind of born into a world where emergency doctors and nurses did something else. They worked in specialty hospitals where their primary job was to take in cases and transfer them to specialists, or take in cases and watch them, like babysit the cases that the specialists had taken in overnight. And that didn't make sense to me, because the pet owners and the pets that were coming in, they were having an emergency. They saw emergency as something very different, something in and of itself. That's what I loved. I loved emergency. I didn't love babysitting, and I didn't love transferring. I loved helping people and their pets when they needed most. And so we looked at the profession again, veterinary nursing and veterinary doctoring, and we said, how can we make these people amazing at emergency? Not looking at, you know, so we said, doctors don't do endoscopy or surgery traditionally, but that's part of emergency. And so let's just train our doctors to do surgery in emergency. Ken can talk a lot more about what veterinary nurses traditionally have done and what we're looking at again and saying, like, well, what should they be doing?
So I think that traditionally what might happen is that the doctors would take a look at the patients, have certain orders based on the diagnosis that they need to perform, and create a treatment plan, right? And then if that gets handed over to the technicians, and the technical stuff the technicians do. So it's very task-oriented. What we have as a profession today really should be at the high end, not just placing IV catheters, not just doing the blood draws, not just doing, like, you know, checking the box of the tasks that we need to perform for the patient, but really moving into patient care and the management of the patient care itself. So a lot more thinking happens. Now, I do think that there's a lot of room for us to push in terms of the utilization topic. The utilization is a huge topic out there in the profession today. How well are we utilizing our nurses or technicians, right? We're pushing those limits as well. So in terms of breaking the status quo, can nurses be unblocking cats? Can nurses be closing the laceration repairs that the doctors are doing? We have in our hospitals doctors that are comfortable teaching very high-end nurses to unblock cats in a safe manner with good supervision. And we also have people in the hospitals starting to talk about, how do we set up training to allow nurses to be able to participate in laceration repairs, so that the doctors can be freed up to see more patients and take care of even more patients that way. In terms of how veterinary nurses should be functioning today, it should really be a professional of their own, have their own mindset, be able to assess the patients, think about what problems that they have, make recommendations. If this patient needs a central line, why do they need the central line? Why is it useful for this particular disease? And make a recommendation so that their recommendations are incorporated into the treatment plan, working as partners with the doctor, right, side by side.
I love that. It's a very collaborative approach to patient care. And, you know, we talk so much to your point about, you know, workflow inefficiencies. And just as you were talking about, I could think of so many different ways that have happened just in my years of practicing where it was a major hiccup in my practice where I had to unblock a cat and I couldn't see anything else, you know, and the technicians were supporting me, but versus maybe they could do it so I can go see other patients, you know, at the same time. So I think that's really a great step forward in, you know, nurse and technician utilization, right? I really do think that's fantastic. And what are some specific ways that VEG is investing in their nurses?
We already talked about the pay scale, so I won't go into that, but our veterinary nurses could actually make something like $48.50 an hour at the top end when they're VTSs just by working on the floor. We also offer equity for credentialed veterinary technicians, which is pretty amazing because who actually gets to, as a veterinary nurse, own a piece of their company and the practice that they work in? That's very you know, unique. I think a lot of the financial stuff start coming out in the forefront of the mind when we talk about these kinds of things, but there's other forms of investment in that the purpose, right, and feeling fulfilled in our careers, we need to be able to continue to grow. So how much focus is actually going into something like training? Mm-hmm. It's very easy for people to be put into a sink or swim situation in our profession, that they are just put out on the floor and they either learn on their own by having their resources and asking people and pushing them to teach them things, or they don't necessarily last and they end up leaving the field. And so having an organized training process with a competency framework and having people within the hospitals that are really focused on training is what one of the things that we're doing. There are nursing trainers that will actually have time off the floor. This is one of like the biggest challenges for training is that people aren't assigned to be focused on training on the floor and you just try to get it done in between things and it never happens. And so we're changing that. But having somebody scheduled purely to train is a huge investment that companies actually need to make in order to make that happen. It's not as simple as we think. And that's why it hasn't happened very commonly. Another one would be having nursing managers that is a part of the leadership structure that there's medical directors, hospital managers, and nursing managers that partner up in order to make sure that everything is taken care of and that nursing manager has nurses that report directly into them. So nurses are being led by nurses in our hospitals. And so just thinking about all these are all like financial pieces that are in the hospital too, that we don't like from our profession growing up, don't realize. But thinking about all these pieces that are in place to address the clinical pathway that people want to grow through, the educational pathway that they might want to grow through, and the leadership that's required, all of that is being invested at VEG.
That's fantastic. I mean, how do you follow up with that, right?
I don't. I leave it to the expert. Right.
That's fantastic. Well, I love this. This is fantastic information. And to our listeners, be sure you check out our wonderful show that we filmed too on DVM 360 Live with these outstanding individuals and a couple fun segments that you have to check out too. David Bessler, Ken Yagi, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you to VEG for supporting this episode. And thank you for moving the needle the way it needs to be in vet med. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure, Adam.
Yeah. And to our listeners, don't forget to rate this wonderful podcast. It helps us out significantly. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.